This week's parsha begins Re'eh Anochi Noisen Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. See, this day I set before you blessing and curse. The Sephorno asks a very fundamental question. The pasuk implies that there are only two very extreme opposite choices: either a life of blessing or a life of curse. But what about something in the middle, a median lifestyle? Not a totally righteous life, but not an evil or immoral one either. Isn't that also an option? So there's a fascinating idea from the Stipler Gaon. He explains that just like in Rosh Hashanah, there's a decree in heaven of how much each person will earn financially that year, similarly, is decreed upon each person how much hardship and anguish they will have to endure during that upcoming year. Therefore, if a person decides to rid themselves of the quote-unquote burden of Torah mitzvahs, that time, that money and energy they would have incurred as a result of learning Torah and observing mitzvahs, they will have to spend that time and resources elsewhere, in a distressing manner, in an area that causes them the same amount of frustration and hardship. With this idea, we can understand the pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Noisem Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah, Hayim Haras Olam. Hashem has placed before you on Rosh Hashanah a fixed amount of pleasure and blessings you will experience this year, and also a precise amount of tension and difficulties. So if you attempt to relieve yourself of some of your stress by freeing yourself from Torah mitzvahs, then you'll have to endure a similar hardship in another aspect of life. For example, if you refuse to give tzedakah or don't spend money sending your children to yeshiva, you will have to spend that money somewhere unpleasant, like by a doctor or a lawyer or a mechanic or for an IRS audit. If you don't spend time learning Torah or going to shul to daven because you think it's such a waste of time, you will not have extra time on your hands. That time will be lost to you anyway. You will have to spend that time taking your child to a doctor or wait for a tow truck to repair or tow away your car from the side of the road. So there's only two options, bracha or klala. You make the choice. You can spend your time and energy and resources for bracha, Torah mitzvahs, but if you refuse to do so, all your energy you would have spent doing mitzvahs will now be converted to klala for hardship and distress. So there's no third option. It's either blessing or curse, and the choice is yours to make. The pasuk says in Iyev, Adam la'omal yilat. A person was created and put down in this world to toil. Ashrei mi she'amaleh b'Torah. You will have to toil anyway. Make the decision to toil over Torah and mitzvahs. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal has a similar theme in Tanya. He says, people think that there are three categories in life: doing mitzvahs, committing sins, and there's something called devar shus, something that's permitted to do, that's neither a mitzvah nor an avera, like going on vacation, eating a festive meal, taking a nap. Says the Baal HaTanya that this is a misnomer. Everything a Jew does is either a mitzvah or an avera. There's nothing in between. If you are going on vacation and using that time away to recharge and to reinvigorate yourself so that you have the energy and the proper mindset to be able to learn Torah and raise your children with tranquility and peace of mind, then it's a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's bittul Torah. Or if you eat a meal or sleep with the intent to have the strength and the physical and mental capacity to serve your Creator, then it's a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's just indulgence. And perhaps this is what the pasuk is telling us. Re'eh Anochi Noisem Lefneichem Bracha Uklala. What I'm placing before you, there are only two options. Everything you do is either a mitzvah, and therefore a blessing, or a sin, and therefore a curse. We should always be zoiche to choose mitzvahs and be blessed by Hashem. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.